Welcome to Phenomenal Woman. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland. Join me as we share the success strategies of phenomenal women achieving extraordinary success around the globe. From the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between, this is Real Talk by Real Women. We share with you the highs and lows of their journey and give you honest insight on how you can navigate same with confidence, integrity, and gain a little inspiration. As a leadership strategist, executive coach, and business consultant, I have the pleasure of working with organizations and individuals, helping them to turn their goals into success. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Phenomenal Woman. And my guest this week is Carmelita Nuttall. A short introduction on Carmelita. She is known as the world's number one rock star international speaker and is the founder, president, and CEO of Event of Champions. She's a seven-time award-winning corporate sales and business growth expert, executive business mentor, entrepreneur, author, and property investor, all-round busy woman. She has been mentioned in Forbes, quoted in Think and Grow Rich for Women. She's appeared on Sky TV, BBC Business News, and numerous other business publications. Amongst other accolades, she's an author, a corporate sales trainer with large and medium-sized companies. She has traveled to over 50 countries and has lived in Spain, Germany, Trinidad, Netherlands, and the UK. And today we're going to find out a little bit more about what makes Carmelita so successful. So welcome, Carmelita. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. Lovely to be on. You're in the Caribbean, and I'm in Trinidad. You're from England, but I live in England, so it's good.
Excellent. We have connections. So I did a very brief overview of who you are and where you come from. But tell our audience a little bit more about you.
Well, where do I start, Janice? I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, and I grew up very poor. I struggled through school. At the age of 13, and it was a turning point in my life, I had to make a decision if I was going to go to school or not. Right. And my mother and I went on the public dump in Trinidad, so what we call lavas. Right. And I dig through the rubbish to get glass bottles to sell just to attend secondary school. So when you see children like that on the TV, yeah, digging through the rubbish to get, that's what I had to do in order to go to school. I was a bright child, so I wanted to learn, studied really hard, and then decided I wanted to go to England to study law.
Okay.
And I came to England to study law on a whim, didn't have any money. I begged for money, asked for money, pleaded for money, whatever I had to do. And then while studying law, I heard about the industry of corporate sales, direct sales, and I thought, well, I want to do that because I want to make money.
Yes.
And again, that was another turning point in my life. Did extremely well, did over $20 million in sales with two companies, traveled all over the world because of it, became a property investor, met my husband as a result of that, and the rest is history, literally.
Complete whirlwind. So obviously you went from law to sales. What were your key motivations? Was it just the money? What attracted you to the sales environment?
I think it was because of the training. It was the fact that I could be better as a person.
Right.
Because also it was the money. I wanted to look after my mother. My mother lived in Trinidad and she didn't really have much.
Yes.
And I wanted to give back. And I wanted to make sure that my mother was looked after first. So the first thing I did was I wanted to make money quick so I can help my mother.
Okay.
But again, I wanted to do the sales because I saw the opportunity to do some of the things I've always wanted to do, which is travel and amazing people. But learn more about me, because I think more so sales taught me about me.
Right.
The things in me that I didn't like and the things in me I needed to change, that is what it did for me. So it was a real turning point, that, but it was the biggest and the best decision I made.
Right. And Carmelita, you talked about some of the challenges you've overcome just going to be successful as you are. What's been the most satisfying challenge you've had to do, you've overcome?
I think for me, it was believing in me.
Yes.
As a woman, as a Black woman, as a woman from the Caribbean, moving into sort of my own, what I do now by mentoring entrepreneurs to monetize who they are through my, you know, Carmelita.com brand. I think it was believing in me that I could do what I'm doing now. That was the biggest hurdle that I had to, and the biggest growth. And for me, the most amazing experience was believing and becoming who I am now.
Right.
And I see so many entrepreneurs across the world, Janice, who are in exactly that same place. They know where they are, or they know, I should say, they know where they are, but they don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And so they take a long time to either get there, or they don't get there at all. That was my biggest challenge, but I had to do it quick because I like to do everything. I like speed. So I like to do everything quick. So I had to do that really quickly. And that for me was like a real, it was the biggest, I would say the biggest blessing. Coupled with that, I set up the Event of Champions. And the Event of Champions is an event that we set up across the world.
Yes.
For entrepreneurs to teach them how to build, sustain, and develop a global brand,
right,
so that they could become who they call to become as well. Because I know for me, I wanted myself to learn and to grow and to develop and to become and to generate and to travel and to do all of those things. But I knew other people who wanted to do that as well.
Yeah.
And I knew they didn't know how because I didn't know how. So right, we set up a Event of Champions to teach them just that.
Right. And Kamalit, you talked about believing yourself. What was the turning point or the moment you realized that I got this?
Shall I tell you?
Yes, share.
I remember meeting a lady in Mexico at a cancer hospital. My husband is the European manager for a cancer hospital over in Mexico. And this lady, she was like me. She had all the trophies and she had all the accolades and she had everything. But she was dying from cancer. And she said, Kamalita, don't do what I do. What I did, look at me. No, she's in her late 40s. She says, you know, I'm dying. What did I regret the most? I did not regret running around the world and making money and traveling and having the Ferraris and whatever. She said, what I regret the most was the fact that I didn't do what I was called to do.
Right.
And I thought, oh, my God, pops are going, okay, pops, I need to change. But you know what happened? We hear something good, and then we go home, and we go back into our routine, and we do nothing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of your listeners are listening, and they think, yes, this is me, this is where I am right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then, about 6 months later, she died, obviously, and I was really sad, and it, you know, really hurt me, but I didn't do anything about it. And a couple of months after that, I had lightning come through my house, literally this far, probably a couple of inches far away from my bed, and I almost died. And it was a fire in the room, smoke in the room. And it was like if God was talking to me and saying, okay, you don't want to listen, are you going to listen now?
No, yeah.
Like, that's it, I'm done, I'm listening. And that, literally, that for me, I could have died. And what would I have regretted up to that point had I not just go for it and just done it?
Yeah.
And that was my turning point. And I tell people, don't wait to have the lightning experience before you go for it.
Because
we don't know what can happen tomorrow. We don't know what can happen in life. So do it and do it now because there are people's lives that you are designed to change out there and they're waiting for you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Kamalita, when we'd be sitting here going, it's all well and good for you, Kamalita. It was a life-changing, you know, moment you had to do that. But I'm here at home or I'm doing my work and I've got family. How do I start? Where do I start? How do I get out there without getting bolts of lightning?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want that on anybody, let me tell you. I would say number one, hire a mentor who has done what you want to do or is doing what you want to do and will give you a kick up the assets for you to do it.
Yeah.
That's number one, because we all need someone that will push us, encourage us, and cajole us forward, but someone who believes in your success, and that's key.
Right.
Okay. So that's number one, I would say, hire a mentor. Get somebody who is behind you. I had a mentor for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I paid a ton of money to my mentor,
but
my life and my business moved forward tremendously. So hire a mentor, because if you don't know what to do, the worst place to be in is to be in a place where you don't know what you don't know.
Yes, definitely.
Because you will lose money and you will be frustrated to the hilt because you know that there is more to life than where you are. So number one, hire a mentor. Number two, dive into as much personal development as you can. Listen to podcasts and stuff like yours and listen to other women who have done, who've achieved, who've succeeded, and do something. For me, it's all about action. Take action today. Take some kind of action.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen until you take action. So you're at home, take action. Get a mentor, listen to some podcasts, dive into some motivational books, attend some seminars, do something, but just take action and do it now.
Yeah, fantastic. Great advice there. Great advice. And you talked about being a woman of action. Yeah, I'm on it. I've got to get it done. But has there been a time where you've had a challenge and it really hasn't gone right? How do you cope those situations and almost bounce back from a confidence perspective?
Okay, so I remember one in particular. I had my Event of Champions in Toronto.
Right.
And I arranged with a guy to sort of do it together. We were going to do JV for the event of champions, and literally 2 weeks before the event, he pulled out.
Wow.
So I had to fill this room
yes.
in Toronto from London.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I had expenses, I had bills, I had a hotel, I had, I mean, just everything. I had speakers coming in, flying in, and I had to pay for, you know what I mean? So I had all of those things. And I was like, okay, well, what do? You can cancel the event
mm-hmm.
with a few people that booked on, or you can bite the bullet and you can make it happen. And I tell you, I went on LinkedIn and I called and I emailed and I messaged and I got my whole team on board and I had everybody messaging everybody, and we filled that room from England.
Wow.
The event was amazing. Everybody said, thank you for not canceling it. It was amazing. It was life-changing. They came out, the information, they changed their lives. They connected with the people. They collaborated with people. It was yeah. so good. I was like, yes, I'm so glad that I didn't cancel and that I found a way. If you're in that position, ladies, find a way. Find another way. Don't quit. Don't retreat. Don't pull back and think, okay, well, you know, I can't do it. Find a way. There is always a way. Find a way.
Yeah. And at those times, we have our inner critic, or I call the inner mean girl. And when she crops up for you, how do you control her?
Number one, yeah. I go to God.
Right.
I go to God and I say, come on, you got to sort this out. You got to sort this out. You can't put me to shame in front of these people. You got to sort this out. Tell me what I need to do and I will listen. Okay. That's number one. Number two, I go and listen to, again, motivational stuff. Bishop T.D. Jakes, I listen to Tony Robbins, I listen to other people who's achieved, who's done. I
yeah.
listen to what they would have done in a similar situation. And guess what? We've all been through that same situation.
Yeah.
So, and what is it that they did? I listen to what they did to overcome.
Yeah. yeah.
And I just go and do that.
Yeah, yeah. Because the challenge is, we all think we're all special, but we're not unique in what the things that happen to us. There's somebody else who would have experienced it, somebody else who's got through it. So you're quite right. You know, just learn from other person's experiences.
Indeed.
So Carmelita, you're in, like I said, incredibly successful. We know all that. But what's been your biggest career triumph? What would you deem as your biggest triumph in your career?
I think overall for me was, I mean, there were so many things
yeah.
That I've done over the last, but I think it was last month.
Yeah.
I had Forbes Books approach me to write my main book.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal because I thought, this is Forbes book coming to me.
Yes.
And the lady said, because we've looked at your profile, we've seen you've done the work, you know, you run Event of Champions,
yeah.
you know, your Carmelita.com brand is you know, is building across the world. They're like, you know, you're in Thinking Grow Rich Women, you know, all of those things. We were looking for people like you who can write your book with us,
yes,
but also somebody who can really teach others how to do the same.
Right.
And I was taken aback. I thought, who is this guy? Who are you? Why are you talking to me? You know, I don't trust anybody, let me tell you. So he came and I said, I want to talk to you. He's like, I'll talk to somebody. No, I want to talk to you. Tell me why. For me, that was one of the biggest, in addition to all the other things that I did.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And through everything you've been through, if you could go back and change one thing, what would it be and why?
I would just believe in myself bigger and I would believe faster.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I would change.
Yeah.
Whereas I was waiting to do something, or I was confused, convincing myself why I shouldn't.
Yeah.
I would just believe bigger and I would believe faster.
Right.
And I would teach others to do the same a lot quicker. That is like my biggest regret.
Yeah. Where do you think you would have been now if you'd been faster?
Oh my God. Oh my God. There are no words. I probably would have had my own plane. That's it.
Definitely. Taking it all on. So Carmelita, share with us a success quote or a mantra that you use that keeps you going. And why
that's
meaningful for you.
This is one that I use across the world, and I have a lot of other people now quoting it across the world.
Yeah.
If it's not making money, it's yeah. not making sense.
Wow.
I see. I remember doing a talk in Austin,
yes.
Texas, and just this came out of my mouth. I don't know why what I was saying, but this came out of my mouth. If it's not making money, it's not making sense.
Yeah.
And it was because there were a lot of people in the room that was focused on doing good. They were focused on building a business, but they weren't making any money.
Right.
And,
yeah.
and I see a lot of people busy being broke. And I say to them, you got to evaluate every day, every minute, every hour of your time. If it's not being spent on you resting or empowering your mind, or you doing an income generating activity, which
yeah.
is what I teach,
yeah.
wasting your time. So a lot of people are busy being broke. Focus. If it's not making money that you're doing, it's not making sense. Don't do it. Change what you're doing and do it quickly. Because you can seemingly look successful out there to people, but you go home crying. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And a lot of people, when they start business, are really kind of stuck on the aesthetics.
Of course.
What's my social media profile? Does my website look pretty? You know, am I? But it's actually getting out there, literally doing the old-fashioned pounding of the streets to actually get the work done.
You've got to. Before I did over my website as it is now. Yeah. I had a very old website and it looked like crap, but I still did a lot of money with an old crappy website because my focus was not on the website. My focus was on income generating activity every single day.
Yeah. Well, Kamiti, you come across a very strong black woman, assertive, confident, absolutely love it. But how do you deal when people think that you're, or has there been a time when people think you are bossy? You know it happens. How do you deal with it? How do you get through this? I think it's going to be an easy thing for you, but how do you deal with it?
You know, I say to people, I am not bossy. I just got leadership skills.
Every time.
There's a fine line, and again, as a woman, you've got to be careful because you have a husband. Okay, if you do have a husband,
yes,
you've got to be careful because you can't be overbearing with your husband because he's the head of the home, according to the word.
Yeah.
So you've got to always be sort of consciously be mindful of the fact that he is the husband if you have one.
And
be respectful of that. But that doesn't say you can't be assertive and you can't be, you know what you want, you know what you're about. It's just that you have to have balance. And you also, as a strong woman, you also have to allow, if you have a husband or a partner, whatever you've got, you also have to allow them to lead. Right. And you have to learn to be a woman sometimes.
Yeah.
And learn to be vulnerable sometimes. And that's not bad. It's not hard. And it's not always about being strong. You know, I wrote a blog where that went out. I mean, loads of people responded to it. It was talking about the challenges that women entrepreneurs face. Yeah. And one of those is that we always feel we need to be strong for everybody else.
Yeah.
And we don't always have to be strong for everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, we have to sometimes, it's sometimes good to be vulnerable, sometimes good to allow our partner and our husbands to look after us. That's okay. Yeah. Even though you're a strong woman, you're assertive, you're strong, but you also sometimes have to be vulnerable and be humble enough to want to be taken care of or want, and all of that. So it has to be, there must be balance.
Yeah.
There must always be balance.
Right. And how do you maintain that balance? How do you maintain balance? I mean, you travel, the husband travels, you've got the businesses. So how do you maintain that balance?
Okay. So for number one, we acknowledge God in what we're doing.
Yeah.
We agree on everything. If he doesn't like it, I don't do it. If I don't like it, he doesn't do it. Right. We agree. Right. So that's very important. And sometimes I really want him to agree, but he doesn't.
I know those ones.
I really want him to agree, but he doesn't agree. And I'm like, okay, fine. But I think also, if he doesn't agree with something, I always allow him to see it from someone else's perspective, not my own.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll bring someone else in on into it and let them explain to him the reason why this is good for us.
Yeah.
And then I see you. In that way, he thinks it's his idea and not my idea.
Excellent. And continue with the theme of balance. As I said, very busy, lots of things to do. But how do you maintain, a balance for yourself? How do you, your own personal self-care?
That's important for me, Janice. I mean, and this is what I teach at my seminars.
Yeah.
You know, I teach seminars right across the world, my own seminars, and then the Event of Champions seminars.
Yeah.
I teach this across the world. I treat everything in my life in three ways. I ask myself and I tell my staff to ask those same questions. Yeah. If we are in a situation, in any situation, I ask, every situation we face, ask, is it important? Mm-hmm. Sorry, first, is it urgent?
Yeah.
Is it important or can it wait?
Right.
I treat everything in those three. If it's urgent, we got to deal with it right now. We got to deal with it right now. If it's important, yes, it's important, but we can deal with it tomorrow. Yeah. It's not urgent. Or can it wait for a couple of days because it's not urgent or even important?
Yeah.
I treat my life and everything in my life like that. So my assistant will send me stuff and I would tell her, do not send it to me if it's not urgent.
Yes.
If it's important, make me aware of it. Yeah. But if it can wait, let it wait. And she would evaluate that. My team would evaluate that. My husband would do that. I would do that. With everything we're doing, we would treat everything. Is it urgent, important, or can it wait? Because not everything is urgent. Not every phone call comes in as urgent. Not every email comes in as urgent. Yeah. Things are not always urgent. We treat it as if it is. Because if it is always urgent, we wouldn't have a life.
Yes.
And my life is more important than my business.
Yeah.
It is God first, family second, business third.
Right.
So my life is more important than my business.
Yeah.
I take time to go for walks. I go and I walk and get my mind clear. No phone, no nothing. Just away from everything.
Right.
I take the time off to just, you know, mentally de-stress. If I'm tired, I don't mentor any clients. I don't talk to anybody. I need to sort of be in that place so I can then give good value. You've got to respect yourself first, your health first, before you could really be make an impact and a blessing to others. So always, that's my mantra, Janice. That's my mantra.
Fabulous. And you have to listen to your body. You know, it's a great barometer telling you when things aren't going quite right.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been there. So you definitely have to keep your ear open for that one. So, Carmelita's great conversation. Just moving on. Has there been a book that has influenced you throughout your career journey? And what's been your learning from it?
I mean, the book, obviously, that I read, the Bible, obviously, is the book for any sort of personal development, or anything you want to learn, or even stuff about yourself that you need to change. But that has been, you know, paramount to me. The next one I would say after that was Think and Grow Rich. It's amazing. I read Think and Grow Rich a long time ago. The 17 principles really rocked my world, because for the first time I realized that I am who I think I am.
Right.
And, you know, those 17 principles coupled together, it's just amazing. I mean, I read chapter one, Think and Grow Rich chapter one. Mr. Barnes went to Mr. Edison and he said, he announced himself that he had come to work with the richest man in the world. He'd come to work with him, not for him, but with him.
Yeah.
And I looked at that and I thought, hold on, this man, he has no education, he has got no influence, and he's got no money. But yet he came to announce that he is coming to work with the richest man in the world back then, Andrew Carnegie. And I thought, what the heck? If this guy had that belief, this is chapter one. I didn't even go to chapter two. This is chapter one, the power of thought. My God, that transformed my world. And it's amazing, because when I read that, and I sort of started to implement chapter one, and then going to chapter two about belief, and I started to implement those things into my life. I don't know how many years later, Sharon Lecter, who is the co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and author of Think and Grow Rich for Women, found my quote on Google+ and put my quote in Think and Grow Rich for Women.
Brilliant.
I mean, that was just, that's crazy, because I sat in my living room listening to J.B. Hill, Dr. J.B. Hill, Napoleon Hill's grandson.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was speaking at a conference that I was supposed to be at, but I was at home. And then he just said, I want to tell you about people being recognized outside of the company and being recognized in Think and Grow Rich for Women. And he said, Carmelita Nuttall, and my name was on a big screen in front of 20,000 people. And I was at home, nearly fell off my chair. I'm like, what the heck? How did this happen? But that's what I'm saying to you. That's the power of thought.
Yeah.
From Think and Grow Rich to being in Think and Grow Rich for Women, which is written by the Napoleon Hill Foundation.
Yeah.
Priceless. Amazing.
Excellent. And Carmelita, we talked about what you would change if you could change one thing. But what advice would you give your teenage self?
Again, it would be the exact same thing. Believe bigger and believe faster. Just believe. Believe in all of your abilities.
Yeah.
I teach people, Janice, who you are is not where you are. And where you are is not who you are.
Yeah.
Believe in all of who you are. Because as entrepreneurs, we sell part of who we are, but not all of who we are.
Yeah.
So we've had 20, 30 years of experience,
but
yet we sell the last 3 years of experience to our clients. What is happening to the last 15, 17 years? And when I mentor clients, we bring all of that into perspective and create programs around all of that, because you cannot just forget about the last 20 years of what you've done and just focus on the last 3 years of what you're doing.
You spell
all of who you are. And this for me, my teenage self, coming to sell all of who you are and not just where you are,
because those 17 years prior is what actually shaped you for the last 3 years. So I totally agree with you on that. And you talked about the power of mentors. If you could choose your own mentor, maybe you already have them, who would it be and why?
Well, I had some really good mentors. I had Sharon Lecter, who's the co-author of Rich Dad, was my mentor. My mother has been my biggest mentor, yeah. I would say, in my life overall. If I had to, and I had Sharon for a couple of years, if I had to choose a new mentor now, I probably would just ask God who he would want me to work with.
Yeah.
I really would. Because I wouldn't want to go and work with somebody that was not in line with where I'm going, with my destiny.
Very much.
But I would choose Oprah. And then I'll ask God.
You know, I so wish I had just a couple of dollars every time I ask and Oprah's name comes up. And I'm like, damn it.
My friend who I worked with, she was an Oprah, and Oprah was a mentor for a while.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I say that.
Yeah, I mean, great mentor, great choice. Camelita, what are the three things you've learned about yourself during your career?
One is that a lot of people perceive me bigger than who I see myself. Yeah. That is one. I mean, I'm here in the Caribbean, and I went out to have lunch with my husband, and somebody messaged me on LinkedIn to say, did I not see you having lunch with your husband? Was that you or was that someone else? I'm like, what the heck? How did this happen? You know, how did it just happen?
Yeah.
But so definitely it is, people see me bigger than I see myself.
Right.
Always. Because, you know, I'm that. Another thing would be is that I find myself constantly reminding myself of who I am.
Right.
I have to constantly remind myself of who I am.
In what respect?
Well, a lot of times, because we are humble.
Yeah.
And we don't sort of want to put ourselves out there. I never went out to have fame. Fame has come to me as a result.
Right.
And so I always have to constantly, when people say those things, remind myself of who I am. Yeah. Why are they saying those things? Because of what I've done. And I think number three, I have to always remind myself that it's work. You have to do the work. It ain't free. Life ain't free. And you've got to work harder than other people. And hard work hasn't killed anybody yet.
Yes.
You know? So I think those are the three things for me.
Excellent. And what would you say your imperfections and how do you embrace them?
Don't ask my husband this, please. I'm begging you.
between me and you.
Oh my God. I think my imperfections, what would I say? I think I care sometimes too much. And it may not be an imperfection to other people, but to me, that sometimes is an imperfection. I think I care when I'm mentoring my clients. I don't just care about their business. I care about them as a person, their whole lives. I care about what's going on in their family life, what's going on in their health. I care about them as a person. And so when I'm mentoring them, sometimes I go off on a little tangent because I want to make sure that they are okay.
Right.
You can't mentor someone or coach somebody or be like a business, growth strategist to entrepreneurs if you don't really understand what is perhaps keeping them back from getting to their next level. Definitely. And I think for me, that is one of the things that I wouldn't say I need to work on. I think I just need to be conscious of the fact that I am conscious of their lives, probably just a little bit more because I want them to win so bad.
Excellent. And last couple of questions now. What's your definition of success?
For me, success means having balance. God first, family second, business third.
Right.
Being able to recognize that without your family, you don't really have a business, a proper business, and you're working for the business, for the family, not for the business. And just, so that for me is my definition of success. I want to be able to travel with my husband and enjoy my life and spend time with my daughter when I see her, and spend time with my mother as much as I would like. And the freedom. To me, it's all about freedom. It's all about choices and all about freedom. But having that choice and that freedom in perspective.
Right.
That one is not more important than the other. Okay. It's the balance. It's being able to really focus on what is more important long term.
Fabulous.
That for me is the definition of success. It's not about money.
Excellent.
You can have all the money and be very miserable. You can have all the money and still be out of purpose.
Yeah. Has that changed as you've matured?
Yes, it has. Most definitely. Whereas in my 20s, I was all about, oh my God, how much money can I make? Yeah. So I can do things and I can show that I can do things.
Yeah.
In my 30s, it was, okay, how much I can invest? So let's get some properties quickly. Let's get some investments quickly because I need residual income, you know? Yeah. I don't want to have to work all my life. And I think in my 40s, it's all about what is more important for me? Is it my husband? Is it my mother? Is it my family?
Yeah.
My daughter? What is more important than and making sure that I have multiple streams of residual income in retirement?
Right.
So, yeah. So all of that was over the years. I think you do change.
Yes.
But you definitely change your perception and your perspective on things. And I think also as I increase in age, I would say,
right.
I think I understand that spending time with me is as important as spending time in my business.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. So thank you. And lastly, what does it mean to you to be your own hero?
I think it's just allowing my mother to see her hard work come to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah. That for me means more when I could take her out and I can take her to doctors and I can,
yes.
I can do things for her that I couldn't have done before. And that I can spend the time with her, not worry about money, or that I can just spend time with my husband and we do things together. I think for me, that's just is being a hero, not being a hero to others, but being a hero to yourself.
Yeah.
Being able to look after yourself and look after the people that mean most to you while you build the business. So that life is in perspective. Life is in perspective.
Right.
That if you were to die now, you would say, I have lived.
Yes, it's very true. Very true. I like that. Thank you for that. That was my last question, Carmelita. So if our viewers want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Oh my God, they can find me everywhere. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, Snapchat, and my website is Carmelita.com. Very simple. You don't have to discuss Carmelita.com, and also go to eventofchampions.com. You'll find a lot more of the events that we do across the world for entrepreneurs to help them build, sustain, and develop a global brand.
Okay.
Or if you just want to send me an email, just go to info@carmelita.com. And I've got a free ebook that I want to give all your listeners.
Ah.
And all you need to do is go to carmelita.com on the top of the page, click on free resources, and you will get my free ebook, How to Fast Track Your Success.
All right. Well, I know I'll be there as soon as we finish this call. So, Carmelita, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a true delight talking to you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And as I said, just believe in all of who you are. Just all of who you are. And learn to monetize all.
Yes, all my fabulousness. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that really lively conversation with my guest this week, Carmelita Nuttall. Really informative, really successful woman who's trailblazing everything she does. Now, I took a couple of good, key, strong points from what she was saying there. The one thing was, don't let anything get in your way. Find a way to make it happen. There'll always be reasons why. There'll always be excuses as to why you can't make it happen. But find a way. I loved her confidence, and she was very strong when she told her story, how she had to be on the dump finding things to sell to make money. And to me, that's a real key, because you have to own your story, and your backstory doesn't define who you are. It's not where, you know, it's just where you've come from, and it's how you use it going forward. That's the most powerful thing and tool that you have. And I have two things I liked about, we talked about assertiveness, and quite a few of us will probably get called bossy because we are assertive, and there's nothing wrong with that. But as she says, I'm not bossy, I have leadership skills. So I really, really love that. And finally, vulnerability, allowing yourself to be vulnerable. We as women, especially Black women, we're always told we have to be the strong Black woman, and we're not allowed to show our vulnerability. But it's okay. It's okay as a leader. It's okay as a wife. It's okay as someone who's loved to show that vulnerability. It doesn't make you weak in the slightest. It's a real strength to show that side of you, to allow yourself to be vulnerable. You don't have to do it all. And if there's help, if help is being offered, take the help.
You know, it's there to push you forward. You have to respect yourself as well as your health. And that is exactly one of the things that Carmelita said. So, like I said, very lively conversation. If you want to get in touch with her, I'll put all the links in the show notes, how you can get hold of her and the event of champions. Well, all that means to be said is thank you so much for joining me this week. As ever, it's always my delight to show up here and bring great interviews for you guys to hear and to learn from. Always be learning. If you have really enjoyed what you've listened to, and I know you have, please be sure to leave me a review, comment on iTunes so we can go further up the rankings to help more phenomenal women. And follow me for more phenomenal tips on how you can get ahead on Facebook or Instagram under I Am Janice Sutherland, or visit my website janicesutherland.com. Until next week, be bold, be fearless, be phenomenal, be you.